CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Monday, October 20th, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside of a Montreal mayoral leadership debate on Notre Dame Street West, hoping to get questions about Gaza on the agenda. While inside, candidates debated issues ranging from cycling infrastructure to housing outside. Protesters chanted and delivered speeches. Here is protester Rama Al-Mallah with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
We are here today at yet another mayoral event where the three party leaders are debating without Gaza being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken toward Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Raim speaking at another protest earlier this month discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much. And we have a role to, you know, end our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvé, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
À évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Hello, hello, hello. You are here listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and I am here with...
Hello, goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. Welcome to, is it, which mic is it? This one?
Okay. Yes, you're good.
Hello. Welcome to Brave Little Emo Girl. I am Pretty Dead Boy, and I'm here for our special funding drive episode, and I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm so very excited. This has been not like super long in the works. It's kind of impulsive, but it's going to be very fun today. We have a playlist full of nostalgic, like middle school age kind of tunes for us, like emo listeners and other not emo listeners. And so I'm very excited to have this guest on, Pretty Dead Boy, who's going to share some like, you know, we're gonna play some songs, and then we're gonna talk about the kind of stories and nostalgia behind them. Yeah. Anything else before we get started?
I don't know. I think it's interesting because our versions of like middle school and nostalgia are 4 years apart.
Yes.
So for me, it was like 2014, 2015, very like classic Tumblr. Mm-hmm. like, you know, those kinds of vibes. And then for you, it was like 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
Which I love like the differences there, because we also can like share so much, mm-hmm. as well, like very similar experiences.
Yeah, like there's a few like overlapping songs that are both like very like important and nostalgic to us, but it's like different contexts. Like I wasn't really like in the like Tumblr thing, but I really wanted to be. but it was like kind of gone at that point. Yeah, I don't know. Many iterations too. I've got some like put some like childhood songs on there as well, because I've like, you know, it greatly influenced me as well. I was raised on like a lot of stuff that plays into this show. Anyways, I think we should get started.
I think so too.
All right, our first song, and this is a Pretty Dead Boy pick. It is Misguided Ghosts by Paramore. All right, let's get into it.
Possible. You see, I'm trying to find my place, but it might not be here where I feel safe. But we all learn to make mistakes and run from them, with no direction. We'll run from them, with no conviction. Just one of those ghosts traveling endlessly. Don't need no roads. In fact, they follow me, and we just go in circles. But now I'm told that this is life. Just a simple compromise, so we can get what we want out of it. Would someone care to classify our broken hearts and twisted minds, so I can find someone to rely on and run to them, full speed ahead. Oh, you. Just misguided ghosts traveling endlessly. The ones we trusted the most pushed us far away, and there's no one road, and we should not. Just a ghost, and still they echo me. They echo me in circles.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Misguided Ghosts by Paramore.
Yes, and my reasoning for picking that song is it's actually the reason why I use a ghost for all of my stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because when I just like, okay, so listening to the song, let me paint the picture. It very much is like, picture me, like 13, walking to the bus stop on like a morning in high school. I lived in the middle of nowhere. I lived in Saint-Mathias-sur-Richelieu. It's close to Vermont, so like farmland. It's all foggy and like kind of wet and fall outside.
Oh,
walking
that's a
to
very
the
vivid image.
Yeah, oh, walking to the bus and like listening to this song and just being like, "Whoa, a misguided ghost." That's like the most me thing I've ever heard. And then from then on, it was like in most of like my usernames and stuff. And like I would play with it to like make it fit. Because obviously it was already taken because this album existed long before I was 13. and so from that, that's where my little ghost that I depict myself as for my show comes from.
That's so cool. I totally like 13-year-old me is also like still haunting my narrative in like a lot of ways, both in like, you know, like I'm thinking like digital footprint and like also like my personal taste and my like kind of like, yeah, the way I operate, definitely like haunting the narrative.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Get it.
Yeah. And so the next song.
The next song. You introduce it.
Oh yes.
It.
Okay. So the next song is "Skylines and Turnstiles"
yeah!
by My Chemical Romance. Yeah! This is their first ever song that they actually wrote together. And I guess I'll talk more about why I chose this one after we listen to it. But I hope you enjoy.
Yes, some have to play MCR on the. I haven't played any MCR on this emo show, which kind
That's
of feels
crazy.
Sinful. But to be fair, like I actually didn't get super into them, unfortunately.
Shocking.
But for reasons, and I will share that after. But anyways, up next, Skylines and Turnstiles, My Chemical Romance.
Tell me where
All righty. Second song of the episode, Skylines and Turnstiles. Let's hear this story.
So I have been a pretty big My Chemical Romance fan. If you listen to my show, I play them like at least 3 times a month.
Which you should. You should absolutely go listen to Dead Beats on Friday afternoons, 3 to 4 p.m. on yes. CGLO 1690 AM, which is also where you're listening to this show, which you should also listen to if you're not already listening to it. Anyways, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so this is another pick from like when I was like 13. I found them somehow when I was like 12, but the first time I ever listened to them was when I was like 6, and it was from a Sims 2 video.
That's
it was The Ghost of You. It was the song. And anyways, so then years later I found them again. But this song, the reason why I chose it is because, like, so we're between songs, or between us talking here, we were talking about where we would download music and stuff and how we'd find it. And the way that I would was I'd go on Tumblr and just like go to like the tag of the band and then download anything that was there. And then for this song, I didn't realize it, but the version I'd been listening to for years was the demo of it and not the actual like song. Okay. And the demo is like really cool and like kind of like even like kind of gritty, so just like listening to that like on the school bus for my hour-long commute.
Oh, that's rough. An hour-long commute. I was also like a big commute for me in like elementary school, middle school, high school, so
so just like that's why I chose this one, because it's so, that version of the song is so specific to me. I don't have it here. I think I have it saved on my computer from like back then still, like the MP3. But this is close enough, and it's the first song they ever wrote, so it's extra special to me.
That's crazy for a first song as a band. That's crazy good.
I
find it like it's bad that I haven't played any MCR here on the show, but like I also just I was into them as like 13 and 14 and all that, but I got my music through like buying it on iTunes with iTunes gift cards, and so I had to be like super selective about it, and like I had to know the song before I bought it, and that's like not a great way to discover new music as a like child, like on the internet. Like I understand that, you know, back in the day with all the physical media, you kind of just had to like know the band, buy the album, buy it new, and like be like I'm committed to this, but I didn't have that experience. Yeah.
And you found them post breakup as well.
I guess I did,
cuz they broke up in 2012.
Yeah, I would have probably, the earliest I could have possibly found them was like 2014, 2015. Yeah. And even then, I guess so foggy.
I found them like again, like right before, like a few, like 6 months before they broke up.
Oh,
and when I was
no.
like in it, I made a YouTube, because I used to post on YouTube. I used to try to be a YouTuber, and the day that they broke up was the day that I usually uploaded. So I uploaded a full black video, and just like of me crying, being like, "Sorry, I won't be able to post regularly today. My Chemical Romance broke up."
That's actually so real. Oh my god!
I wish I still had that video because it's so funny. But like when I was in high school, I deleted it because I was like, "This is embarrassing.
This is so cringe." Oh my god!
My digital footprint, like we were saying before. Online.
Yeah, no. If you didn't embarrassingly try and like make YouTube videos as a child in the like early 2010s, then like,
what were you doing?
Like either you were super strict or you were like way too self-aware. Yeah. Either way. Anyways. What is, I'll say the next song. The next song is Hitchin' a Ride by Green Day. This is a shared nostalgic song. Yes. I'll share probably my story about it afterwards. But first, we're going to go to some ads. But after that, it's going to be read the name and the song at the same time. Hitchin' a Ride by Green Day from Nimrod. But first, some ads. If they work, let's see. They're going to work.
I believe.
But we're going to keep talking until they load. I swear I did it correctly, but
Sometimes it's a
Crossover Comics is celebrating its 13th anniversary with a huge sale. On October 24th, 25th, and 26th, if you spend $50 before tax, you'll get to spin the Orb of Possibility, a 20-sided die, and add whatever number comes up as a discount. That means if you roll a 20, you'll be getting 20% off your purchase. Members of Crossover Comics also get an additional 10% off their purchase. So if you want to test your luck, come on down to Crossover Comics, 3560 Notre Dame Street West, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll see you there. One roll per customer per day, and some exceptions apply.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Alrighty, that was Hitchin' a Ride by Green Day. Also another Pretty Dead Boy pick, but also I would have picked this song as well. This is an overlap, but let's hear your side of the story first.
Yeah, so, okay. When I was like 10, I went to my cousin's house, and so she was obsessed with Green Day and emo things. She's like my emo messiah. God, who, like, I learned everything from. Shout out Megan. I
taught you the ropes.
Yeah, exactly. And she had Green Day Rock Band.
Oh my God.
And so me and her and then our other cousins, we like played like the heck out of it. And it, yeah. So from there, I just became utterly obsessed with them from like for grade 4 and grade 5 and onwards. So much that like everybody knew me as like the Green Day kid.
Oh,
like
that's real.
Who I was. And like that's all I talked about. They were all I listened to. And it was like actually really hard for me to listen to other bands for a while because I was like, they're not going to be Green Day.
I totally get that. I've had so many bands that are just like, I'm like, I would love to listen to something new, but I can't because this is what I'm craving right now.
Exactly. And I like listen to all of them. I have a Green Day tattoo matching with my mom because she's also a really big fan. We have the flower from the Kerplunk album cover.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Cool. No, it's really great. And so Nimrod, that this album, the album that the song is on, was the first one that I ever got like a physical copy of. For I got it for Christmas when I was 12, and this and 21st Century Breakdown, but I listened to Nimrod way more because it's I like their older music
more. It's better. It's
yeah
better.
Yeah, 21st Century Breakdown is good, but this one it hits so much harder. And this song, I have like a really clear memory of I like to sing a lot. I kind of sing whenever I do my show when I'm in the booth by myself and I'm like singing along.
I definitely do that too.
Yeah. So I have a really clear memory of like hanging out with one of my friends and we're like playing soccer in like her yard of her apartment building in Chambly. Like it's like kind of gray and I'm just like singing this song and like, you know, belting my little 12-year-old heart out to this. And yeah, it's just it's so special for that exact reason.
That's so fair. That's a good connection. Yeah. Yeah. My emo, like kind of my first emo instructor was my dad, and he is a huge Green Day fan, is he's still around. Anyways, and so like I had a lot of Green Day as like a child, you know, always in the car, like always he had the big like folder of CDs in the car. 21st Century Breakdown, I remember like listening to that in like on a road trip in the Rockies, and I was like, whoa, this is like really powerful, and also this song is really long.
Yeah.
But Hitchin' a Ride, I had that like in grade like six or seven, this was like I would always play Green Day when I went for walks with my dog. It was like I got my dog in grade like 5, and so you know she's still a puppy, and I was like, you know, I was a pretty angsty and like angry little like emo kid, and I was very like that was the beginning of like anti-authoritarianism for me, and Green Day was like the symbol of that. And this song, this is just a good like walking song.
Yeah,
I think like the kind of beat and like the movement of it. Yeah, and so would do a lot of that, and like would also very much like sing along to songs as I'm walking around with my dog, and like I had like these leather or like PVC like Converse boots, and oh my God, I just was like, I'm so cool and so angry right now.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Green Day was like, they were like my punk overlords for the longest time, which is so funny in retrospect, but I think they're very punk in spirit. Musically, not so much.
Yeah.
Upon further examination,
upon like the learning of kind of the genres and the history and the
They got the attitude.
You live and you learn, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, the next song is Horns Over Heels by Broadway Homestuck. I'm so excited for this.
I guess I'll speak a little bit about it right now. I was a huge Homestuck kid.
And that checks.
Yeah. And this is a parody of, which one is it? Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the one it is. And I love Death Cab for Cutie. That's how I found them, from this. And I'll talk more about it after we listen to this.
Yeah, let's listen to this first. Very, very cool.
See, no. under your spell. I think I know how Juliet feels. If Prospect and Durst decide that they both are satisfied, transportalizers all shut down for good this time. If I can't go to your world when the game is through, I'll still be horns over heels for you. So unfair, everything's so unfair, buck teeth and messy hair aren't things that normally tug in my heart. Your eyes so blue, oh, I could get lost in you if only you knew the truth. But I guess good friends is a start. If Prospect and Durst decide that they both are satisfied, fertilizers all shut down for good this time. If I can't go to your world when the game is through, I'll still be horns over heels for you. You and me, together we've led this team, and soon we'll reach victory. We might not meet again after this. Promised I would not let you see me cry, but there's not a dry eye between me and you. I have to tell you soon. If Prospect and Durst decide that they both are satisfied, transportalizers all shut down for time. If I can't go to your world when the game is through, I'll still be horns over heels for you. John, I'm horns over heels for you.
That was awesome. That is something I would actually like listen to outside of this. I love a good like acoustic guitar and whiny voice. It's so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's where everything of my love for that has stemmed from, I guess. But so context, that song is the character Carcat, who is my first ever Blorbo, if you're familiar.
Oh,
with
yes,
that term.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, this is before Blorbos even existed, because this was 2011. I found the comic, became very quickly obsessed with it. I would, instead of reading it, because I was 11, I listened to people on YouTube do voiceovers for like the whole thing, and it's stuck with me for so long. Up until like 2020, I was still like deeply in there.
When did the like comics run end?
2016.
Okay.
To like the like official thing. It ended the day before my 16th birthday.
Oh my gosh, this whole theme is like things ending and people like bands breaking up right before like you could get into the thick of it. Oh.
Yeah. So like it started in 2009, ended 2016-ish. And then there was like the epilogue, and now there's like the even more epilogue that I don't look at because I don't believe in it, because none of it makes any sense.
It's not canon.
No, it's literally called Beyond Canon. I won't get into it.
I feel like there's a rabbit hole that could go down here, but you know what, I might look into this at the other time, because it might recontextualize some things of like what my friends were all into.
Yeah,
because I had lots of friends who were like into like Homestuck, and one big one that I never got into that I'm kind of very grateful for is like Hamilton.
I was obsessed.
My friends were so into Hamilton, they would,
I could
like
sing it all for you right now.
Okay, yeah, we're actually just gonna not do the rest of the show. It's just gonna be, we're just gonna recite Hamilton.
That's it.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, with Horns Over Heels, it's a ship song for these two characters that were like my OTP, my one true pairing. Absolutely. For those who don't know, for like a million years. It's the characters John Egbert and Carcat Ventas, and I was obsessed with them. Forever. And I genuinely have sobbed to this song before while thinking of them.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't know. It's a kind of a tragic song if you listen to the lyrics. But yeah, I guess my love for Homestuck also kind of goes into our next song as well, which is How Far We've Come by Matchbox 20. And so people would make like a lot of really emotional fan edits of Homestuck to this
AMVs?
Song. Yeah, exactly.
I loved AMVs. On YouTube. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, to this song. And I'm sure like a lot of other fandoms have also done that as well to this exact song. But I would watch this one all the time and cry because it was like them at the beginning of the story and them at the end of the story. And it's like, oh, look at them. And I just genuinely love this song. But it's so grade nine. And like to me that it's like, yeah. Listening to the song feels like being in high school. Like I feel it in my soul.
All right, let's return to that exact state of mind and place right now. All right, this is How Far We've Come, Matchbox 20. Alrighty, How Far We've Come, Matchbox 20. What is the story behind this guy?
Like as I said before, it was just the Homestuck song. And I just, yeah, listening to it, it makes me feel like I'm back in high school because I would just rewatch all of the AMVs to it a million times. Because like there's this one really, really, really specific one. I hope it's still out there on YouTube. I'll try to find it. Usually for like the anniversary of the comic, which is April 13th, 4/13, just an important number to the comic, I'll go back and listen to like all of the old videos and stuff and like, yeah, read the comic a bit. I used to cosplay characters from it as well. So I'll get into cosplay and just sit in my house.
No, I remember like watching like YouTubers in that era and like some vlogs of like some like Comic Cons and all that, and I remember seeing a couple of them cosplay Homestuck and I was like, whoa, this is so cool, and like, yeah, this is a great like visual kind of style. But then I just like never got into it because I didn't have my own computer as a kid. We had a family computer and it was super slow, and we also had like a super slow iPad. I had a phone from pretty young. That's like my online connection because I was commuting by myself in a boat every day for school. But so my parents were like,
"You need a phone.
You need a phone in case you fall out of the boat. You need a phone in case you get lost on the other side, like in town. You need a phone." But like it was always like a super old phone. Like Samsung with the battery that fell out, or like an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
But yeah. So no computer. So I was very online, but in like a very specific way. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a laptop from a very young age and it shows.
Nice. All right. Let's get to the next song. It's Better Than Me by The Muffs.
Yes, my like riot girl exposure at a young age. I'll give my little story for it after, but very I hope good. You enjoy. Yes,
enjoy. Better Than Me, The Muffs.
Yes. So this song, I first found it from my
wonderful mother playing it in the car when I was like, it was the summer before I started grade seven, so sec one. And my cousin was up here visiting from New Jersey, and my mom was bringing us to Rock Camp Montreal.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which used back then was Rock Camp for Girls, but now it's all inclusive.
Nice.
And we were on our way to go like be like little punk kids in a band for summer camp, and we were listening to this in the car, and I just felt like it in my soul. And I think that moment, like, really, really shaped who I have become since then.
Oh, my God. I would have loved to go to Rock Camp. School of Rock was my favorite movie. And that's all I ever wanted.
Yeah. No, it's the same for me. I love Jack Black.
Yeah. No, that's a good movie. Oh, my gosh. What's her name? The lady who plays the principal in it?
Oh, yes. Joan Cusack.
Oh, my gosh.
I love her.
She's amazing.
I love Joan Cusack.
Incredible. Okay, next song is Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, The Killers.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. First, we are going to go to some ads because it is that time already.
Oh, my God. Sorry if we've been blabbing.
No, but that's the point of it. We're soaking in the nostalgia and, you know, getting into it. And I'm happy to let this be, like, a platform for you for this. Aww. And, you know... I want everyone here who is listening now to listen to Dead Beats all of the time, but also specifically this coming Friday.
Yes.
Because we're gonna swap. I'm gonna be the guest.
Yes.
I'm gonna be sitting on the other side of the table.
Yeah, it's very weird being on the side of the table, I will say.
Even when I've had guests, actually, usually like I'll have them beside me, but having them on the other side of the table actually makes much more sense. It's way easier to organize. I'm still like new at this. Pretty Dead Boy has been doing this for a while.
Yes, it'll be 4 years in February.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're getting there. And also, we're doing this for Funding Drive. So be sure to go to cjlofundingdrive.com for all information about donating. And please donate to the station. It's really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can keep doing what we do. And, you know, we teach people how to do a lot of different things here.
Yes.
Like using different like programs to like edit music, and like we have a newspaper that we have as well.
Yeah.
And like we do a lot, and student jobs and stuff as well for Concordia. And you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com to find out more and to donate, and you get cool merch.
You get
CJLO merch.
Yes, it's very cool. And also I'm planning on creating some little bits and bobs for those listeners of this show. Brave Little Emo Girl, if you donate, you can
send
also
proof.
Send proof. Yes, you will get a treat, a surprise. I'm thinking of doing some prints of music related stuff. So if you can donate, show up to the events too. We've got a lot of really cool events. There was a punk show on Thursday that I couldn't be there for. But we have the CanCon Trivia Night this coming Wednesday. I'm going to be there. And then we've also got our Divas Night on November 1st.
Yes.
I'm going to be there taking photos. So show up looking glam.
Yeah. The trivia is at Star Bar.
Yes.
And then the Divas Night is November 1st, and it's at Salarosa.
Yes.
So be there.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
Because
you're not around.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Wait, I never knew that that's what it was. Oh, that's so smart. Wow. Yeah. So much goes over my head. But not
how, you learn now.
Not okay. The importance of this funding drive. That is deeply in my brain, and it should be in yours too. So go check it out. Follow CJLO on Instagram too for
CJLO,
all of the...
MTL.
MTL.
The plug.
Yes. Yeah, and more news to come. Keep updated on the socials. Follow both of us. We both have shows.
Yes.
Show Instagram, so Brave Little Emo Girl and Dead Beats
Radio.
Dead Beats Radio.
Yes.
And you will hear more about the funding drive.
After these ads.
Yes.
Fright of your life, because this Halloween ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky. Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey. With paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen, it'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So, yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CGLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
You are listening to CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal. We'll be right back.
Jenny was a friend of mine, the Killers. All right. I've been told that this is a funny story, so yes. Let's hear it, please.
So my very specific memory for the song and this album, it's off of Hot Fuzz. Or Hot Fuzz? Hot Fuzz is the movie.
Hot Fuzz is a great movie, one of my favorites.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyways. So listening to this in the car, my mom's driving me to a first date. It's in the middle of a blizzard on the highway going from San Mateus, where I used to live, so like towards Vermont, to Boucherville, which is,
oh, wow,
like that's, it's a trek. It's like 40 minutes, but like in the blizzard. It like inching forward, like, oh, on your way to a first date with somebody you barely know, because it was like a friend of a friend, losing my mind.
You were committed.
Yeah, I was like, no, I need to go, this is my soulmate. Spoiler alert, it was not my soulmate. And it, yeah, so like listening to this album while in that headspace, and like this song really specifically, I just remember like looking out the window, because it was like all that area is all just empty fields, oh, especially, yeah, in the winter. This was like dead of winter, like January, February probably. And just like sitting there and like looking and being like, okay, I have a chocolate bar in my pocket and I really hope it doesn't melt because it's like the present for my date. And just like dying. And yeah, that's my story for this.
That's really good. That's really good.
And I'm, oh, like, gosh, 14. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it's, yeah, so funny.
I remember like, yeah, first date at 14 too. Like that was my like first actual proper date ever, mm-hmm, with anyone, was like going to like a breakfast place. And like, I mentioned earlier that I had to take a boat to school. I lived on an island like off of the town that I was living in anyway, so I had to like take the boat, and then like it was a teenage first date and bad, and who orders eggs benedict on a first date?
Oh wow,
goodness. Anyways, we are at the end of the episode. We definitely like bit off more than we could chew with this, but that's okay, because you know, I really, really appreciate you being here, and it was really fun. Listen to Dead Beats on Fridays 3 to 4 p.m. I'll be on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes,
thank you for guesting.
It's been very fun.
It's been very fun. Anyways, yeah, thank you so much. Go check out the CJ Lo Funding Drive, and I love you. That's it for the show today.
I also love you.
Yes, whoever's listening, we love you.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Chad.